So you have street lamps, which we've been talking about. Can they count for Tzuras HaPesach or not Tzuras HaPesach? So the final problem we'll deal with our street lamps is that who built the street lamps? Street lamps were not built by the Eruv committee. Otherwise, our dues, I would imagine, would be more than $25 a year, which everyone should, of course, give. You know, we should plug for the dues of the Eruv once we're giving Shurim on Eruv. But it's only $25 a year. If we had to build every street lamp, I would imagine it would probably be $2,500 per year. You know, it would be somewhere in that ballpark. So how are we allowed to use Con Ed's street lamps or poles or whatever it is, the government's poles, for our Tzuras HaPesach? Again, for Tzuras HaPesach, you need two vertical poles and a string on top. So all the Erev does, I understand, is they string a string on top with permission, but the poles, the vertical poles, are obviously lamp posts or Con Ed posts. They're not our posts, so they weren't built for Erev. They were built for electricity and lights, etc. So how can you use them?
Excellent.
We'll get to all this. We'll get to it. Excellent point. Good point. No, excellent. So the Rama says, one second. First we need to say the problems. Then we could solve the problems. So first there's a Rama. I know Pesach is coming up, but it's in Hilchos Sukkah. In Sukkah, so let's say you need three walls. Very obvious. So you have one wall over here, vertical, and one wall opposite it, two walls. And in the middle, on the side, you have a little post. Can that count as the third wall? Says the Rama, not a problem if you put a Tzuras HaPesach. In other words, you make a connection from that little board over here. Here, I'll draw it out. I've got one board on this side. I've got another board over here on this side. These are my two boards. And then over here, I've got a little third stick. Can I connect and put a cross beam from this board to over here? And now I've made like a third wall, which is basically our essential Tzuras HaPesach. Says the Shulchan Aruch, of course, you could put a beam there and make it Tzuras HaPesach. Now you have three walls. But can I use the schach itself as that cross beam on top? In other words, I'm anyway putting cross beams across because I need to build schach. So I have my two walls. I have one vertical pole over here. And anyway, I'm putting schach along the top. So one of the schachs, in addition to serving a function as a schach, will also form the third wall. Says the Rama, A-okay, totally okay to make it Tzuras HaPesach that way with the schach. Comes along the Magen Avraham, and this is the whole shir. Magen Avraham says, hello, that Tzuras HaPesach was not made with intention to be a Tzuras HaPesach. Why is that Tzuras HaPesach created? Because it's schach. It's not meant to be a wall. That schach, which is on top, which is making your third wall, is not a wall. Its point is to put schach on your sukkah. Says the Magen Avraham, how can a crossbeam on top be used for a crossbeam to create a Tzuras HaPesach? There it's talking about a third wall of a sukkah. But in general, how can you ever create a Tzuras HaPesach if the intention is not for the Tzuras HaPesach? Says the Magen Avraham, the worst two words of Judaism, yesh lahachmir. No good. In other words, you need a Tzuras HaPesach, which is made for the intent of being a Tzuras HaPesach in order to be a Tzuras HaPesach. Comes along the Sefer Yeshuas Malko, I believe 100 years ago, says that you can't rely on the wires of a telegraph. I don't know what wires of a telegraph are. Anyone know what wires of a telegraph? Presumably means like telephone wires. Like what?
Morse code.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess basically means you can't rely on our telephone poles and the wires. Why? Because the telephone poles are not made for a Tzuras HaPesach. And we just saw from this Magen Avraham that you need to build the Tzuras HaPesach for Tzuras HaPesach point. And I know someone's going to cry to me and say, one second, you use mountains as a wall of an Erev. You could use a sea, an elevated sea or lower sea, you know, the ocean as, who built the ocean? God did. We didn't build the ocean. So how come that can be good mechitza for an Erev? No. So I'll tell you, says the Sefer Nesiva Shabbos in the name of Avraham Achronim, that case is much better. Because that was naturally created. That's not made for any purpose. By my case of the schach, I am putting that board on top. I am putting that pole on top. Why? For schach, not for Tzuras HaPesach. So same thing over here. When Con Ed builds their thing, they're building it for Con Ed. which by definition means not for Tzuris HaPesach. It has another purpose. It's not like a river, a naturally made river, or a mechitza, which is created from a mountain, which is naturally made. That you could use as a wall. Mechitza ha-omed me'elav, the Gemara says, is actually good. This is not omed me'elav. This is not coming from nothing. Con Ed is sitting there blocking traffic for 5 years so they could build their stupid pole over there, right? And finally, they build their pole. It's not for us. It's for them, says many achronim. You have a problem, and the Chashu Chaychem quotes as well, Reb Zilberstein as well, perhaps you have a problem that you can't rely on a telegraph pole for a Tzuris HaPesach. And who else said this?
Tzuris HaPesach, you're making it when you attach the wire on top.
Oh, one second. Don't be so smart. One second. At this point, it's a problem.
That's the one second.
Comes along the Meter Rav in the fourth and final issue, and he's saying that the Qigron Hill's Eder was no good. He says, what do you mean? How can you rely on these poles, these lampposts, these streetlights? We didn't build them. He says, it's Tzuris HaPesach HaOmed Me'elav. They're built by itself. We said, this is a problem. The Magen Avram just told you, if you put it out in Schach, it can't function as a Tzuris HaPesach, yeah?
So I wasn't here last week.
Okay. Yeah, you put those sticks. Fun.
Where they took 1x6s or 1x6s.
For sure.
Some cheap cable ties on it.
If you do that, then you're fine. But then you need to do that. According to this, we're saying you can't rely.
Why aren't they doing that?
So I don't know what they did 50 years ago, 40 years ago. I'm not sure what they did. But according to this, we would say that you would not be able to rely on the lampposts by themselves. Forget about the reasons we gave 2 weeks ago.
What happens tomorrow, Con Ed decides a bunch of those lampposts, the union has to make a lot of money and they're changing a bunch of lampposts.
So
we have to go and check and put new strings on the new lampposts?
Do we need to put strings across 100%? But I'm a step behind you. How can we even rely on those lampposts to begin with? Do we have to go
put those
fine, but that's a chumra. Joel, you're a chnuck. For 2 weeks ago, IDA made me put up for that issue. Fine, so you could find clues. I'm saying, let's say you have an Erev which doesn't have those poles, and does everyone, Joel, that was for other reasons as well. That was also because it was too fat or went out. Let's say I have a perfectly straight stick, which was built in the ground. It's meant for to be your fence. Yeah, the roofer put it there to equal for the roof so you could jump on the roof. I don't know what you're doing. So you put your stick there. It's a totally straight stick, so I have no other problems, but it wasn't built for the Erev. Can I rely upon it for the Erev? It wasn't built for the Erev. Says the Meter Rav, no, you cannot. Comes along, say, what's our heter? So comes on the Chasuchei Chemed, Rabbi Rav Zilberstein, and he writes like this. Listen to the Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah on that sukkah says, that's a nice mug in Avram Machmir. It was very Machmir. But we don't bask in that way. Listen to this. Avu Achronim Yishev Kushyaso. All the Achronim answered up the mug in Avram. Valkena Somecha Ramah Ohivsid. We don't have to follow that Chumrah of the mug in Avram. The simple explanation of the Ramah is if you have one wall of a sukkah, a second wall of a sukkah, and you have a pole in the middle, and you just put Schach on it, even though the Schach's purpose is not to serve as a Tzuris HaPesach, it's fine. The Magen Avram, asked the question. Good for the Magen Avram. It's a Chumrah of the Magen Avram. But says the Mishnah Berurah, you don't have to paskin that way. Answer number one, we don't follow that Chumrah of the Magen Avram. Answer number two, you could say, is I saw that many Achronim, and brought down in this Kovetz, Nezer HaTorah, he quotes numerous Achronim who say, look, simply put, it's just like a mechitza. Just like a mountain is good, just like a water, a sunken water counts as a mechitza in some cases. Okay, so don't make such distinctions. One was there automatically, one was put for another purpose. Simply put, is a mechitza ha'omed me'elav, something which happens by itself is good. Maybe we could rely upon this as well. And this Tzuris HaPesach, this Con Ed thing came there by itself. It's just like a mountain, and therefore it's fine. That's heter number two. Comes along Rabbi Olbaum says, 1 second, I've got more heterim. Rabbi Olbaum says something that your distinction before. Yeah? That's his point. He says, well, I don't get it, he says. The whole problem with the Mug and Avram is, what's his problem? Is that the cross beam on top was not put there for the shame of a wall, it was put there for the schach. In our case of Qigron Hill's Erev, what's the problem? The problem is with the vertical pieces. It's not the cross beam. We tie a string, the Erev committee, if I understand correctly, puts a string running across, at least in 1978 they did, putting a string across from one lamppost to another lamppost running horizontally along the top. That is put up, why?
The shame.
For the Erev committee. So Con Ed built the vertical poles, says the Rav Obelm, the vertical poles are not the problem. The vertical poles could be put up however you want. That could be Omed Mei Elov, I don't care. The whole issue of the Magen Avraham was only talking about the cross beam, the one which is horizontal. Yeah.
Why is that good?
No, but it doesn't make a difference how the vertical poles get there. The whole issue is the main point of the Tzuris HaPesach is the top pieces of Obam. That's number one. Hector number two, he says, is he makes a very fine distinction. He says, one second. Listen to this Lumdis, and he quotes from this Marshak, who says this. The point of the Sukkah is different. The case of the Sukkah, why are you putting down that crossbeam on top? For another mitzvah. What's the mitzvah? Schach. So if you put something down for one mitzvah purpose, you can't say, oh, it's really used for a second mitzvah purpose of the Tzuris HaPesach. Our Kan Ed, things that are built, they're for no mitzvah purpose. It's just for electricity. It's to get the Usher internet, right? Or whatever, to get other stuff. It's not for any mitzvah purpose. Its whole point is the streetlights. So something which is used for a davar chol, a non-Kodesh purpose, and that comes automatically, that you could transfer and use to an Erev even if we didn't build it. If you're putting something for Schach, you can't transfer that Schach into Tzuris HaPesach. But if you're building it for Chol, for electricity, for lampposts, that you could go around and turn around and use it automatically for your Erev. A very big Chiddush. And Editor number three brings all these other poskim who all are so worried with telegraph. Does it coming out of the side? Is it coming out of the top? 2 weeks ago, Chabura. But no one says anything, he says. Those poskim, no one talks about the fact that it was built by Con Ed. No one's bothered by that. So obviously they don't care about that. Their whole issue is, does it come from the top? Does it come from the middle? That was 2 weeks ago, Chabura. Once we take care of 2 weeks ago, he says, there should be no problem with Omed Mei Elav. If you look at the Nesiva Shabbos, final psak, not that Rabbi Obam needs any support, but the Nesiva Shabbos gives the Rabbi Obam that extra support, not that he needs a Kasher Shalom, but the Nesiva Shabbos is explicit. He says, we Paskin, he's the authority on Eriven. It was an Eretz Yisrael, Rabbi Blau. He wrote the Sefer on Eon, this Nesiva Shabbos, excellent Sefer. He says, Avach l'maisa, Tzuris HaPesach HaOmed Mei Elav, which is kosher. It's kosher. We can rely upon it. Again, 4 weeks in a row, Kugarnel Zerev, best in the world. We can rely upon it. We have good Chashav Rabban. Mm-hmm.